thought that's been on my mind for some times now. Amen, about this service. So if you got your Bibles, turn with us, please, to Matthew chapter number 24. Amen. We'll read verse number 36 through 39. Amen. I'm about as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Amen. But I'm looking for the Lord to help us. Amen. I'm looking for the Lord to help us. Praise God. Amen. Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 36. Say amen when you have it. Amen. Amen. And we'll also read off 2 Peter chapter number 2. Amen. Verses 4 and 5 there. Amen. Somebody told me to preach 20 minutes. Amen. They were on an hour and a half sermon in 20 minutes. Amen. We'll do our best. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 36. I like to say, amen, we sure do appreciate Brother Jim and Sister Michelle. Amen. They've been our friends for some time now. Amen. And we look up to them. Amen. I would say y'all got the second greatest pastor in the world right here at Union Grove. Right? Say amen if you believe that. No, sir. Brother Tim Hudson's the first one. That's my pastor. Amen. But the second one I'd say is right here. Amen. Well, Brother Jim, they think you're the second greatest one. Amen. Are you glad you're up there somewhere? Hey, you ought to be shouting like that Olympian. Hey, I come in second. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I've been pastoring for 2 years now, and I don't even know if I'm up there at the top anymore. Amen. But praise the Lord. Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 36. But of the day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but the Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, there were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And he knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. But of the day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but the Father, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. 2 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 4 says, For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood unto the world of the ungodly. Amen. But if God spared not, amen, the angels, spared not that old first worldly good, but he spared Noah. Amen. He spared Noah. Amen. Would you stand with us all over the building? Let's ask the Lord to help us again here tonight in this service. Lord, we thank you again, Lord, for your mercy and your grace that you've had upon us, God. Lord, we're asking, God, that you'll be mindful of us here again tonight, Lord, in this service, Lord. Lord, we're asking, God, that you'd help us, Lord. Asking, Lord, that you would anoint us, God, as Samuel did David, Lord. Pour out your Spirit upon us, God, as a prophet, Lord, in New Testament sense, Lord. I'm asking, Lord, that you'd guide me, Lord, that you'd help me, Lord, is what we feel like you've laid on our hearts, God, even here today, Lord. Move forward and we'll give you the praise, we'll give you the honor, and we'll give you all the glory for us in the wonderful name of Jesus we pray. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Luke chapter number 17 and verse number 26 and or 27 says, and 26 says, And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Amen. For some time now, I've been thinking about the coming of God. Amen. My mind's been reflecting upon, amen, the Lord's the second coming. Amen. Do you believe that we're close to the second coming of God? Amen. Even from the very scriptures that I read to you tonight, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Amen. If there ever been a day and an hour where people are just, how I can put it, they are just living up the party lifestyle. Amen. And they're just more concerned about them than they are anybody else. And more concerned, amen, about what's going on in the sports realm, or more concerned about what's going on down the road at the nearest bar, or what's going on down somewhere else. And I remember, I ain't always been saved, amen. Y'all help me for just a little while here tonight, but the day and the hour that we're living in now is becoming, amen, more like the day of Noah, amen. We've got people now that's been married. I've got a cousin that's been married six or seven times, and I remember my granddaddy looked at her. She was getting married her fifth time. My granddaddy said, "Do you realize that there's a common denominator in all of these marriages? It can't always be the men. That's always been wrong." But you know, I don't believe in all that there. Do you realize that there's some people in our wholeness movement that are now marrying people that's been married before? God help us, amen. And then just to think about the living, amen, the eating. Has there ever been a day and an hour that's all we think about doing? I like to eat just like the next guy does. But I mean, in the day of Noah, I believe that it became a point in the time of their life, I mean, that they ate more than they prayed. I mean, I believe they ate more than they fasted. Come on down and help me. Is there ever been a day and an hour that all we think about is eating? Where we go, I've got some boys, I mean, and they'll look at me and we just get done eating. I said, "Daddy, where are we going to eat tonight? And what are we going to have tonight?" Hey, we're living in the last day. I mean, it was me as it was in the day of Noah. Do we understand how close the coming of God is? I'd say we don't really realize how close it is. Or if we really believe that the coming of God could be tomorrow, I believe we prayed more today than what we did. I believe we sought the face of God more today than what we did. Come on down, heaven, but just a little while. It will be as it was in the day of Noah. And that's the day and hour that we're living in now. Amen. That's where we're at now. Amen. But I got to thinking about that. Even in the day of Noah, the Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Help me now. I'm used to having a microphone. It's lapel here is kind of getting me kind of nervous a little bit. I'm used to putting it up in here, down and up like that. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. Can I tell you that even in the day that we're living in now, that there will be somebody that will find the grace of God right here? Oh, come on now. Y'all going to help me tonight, ain't you? I believe, amen, that there's some people, amen, that is going to find grace in this last hour, amen. I also believe that the Bible says, he said in the last day, he said, "I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh," amen. So that gives us something, amen, to look forward to, amen. But I got to thinking, amen, about Noah, about the ark, amen, about the day and hour that Noah lived in. I read to you in 2 Peter where the Bible, where Peter calls, amen, Noah, he calls him a preacher of righteousness, amen. And I tell you that what we're needing in this day and hour is some preachers that will preach righteousness, I mean, and preach the very word of God. I mean, I looked up that word righteousness and what it means. It means purity of heart used in the scripture and theology, in which it is the chiefly used, is nearly equivalent, I mean, to holiness. It includes all that we call justice, honesty, and virtue with holy affection. In short, it is true religion. I mean, we need somebody in this day and hour, amen, that will preach true religion, amen. I'm not talking about what you believe, amen. I'm talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, come on down and help me. We need somebody in this day and hour, amen, that will stand up like Noah did and preach the very word of God, amen. You say, "Oh, Brother Trey, here you are tonight. You come to preach to Brother Josh and Brother Jim." No, I didn't, amen. I want to tell you, you preach every time you go to work, amen. When you walk in Walmart, you're preaching to somebody. You're showing your light somewhere, amen. In this day and hour, can I tell you, and it's about to get to the place as it was in the day of Noah, where God, amen, repented, amen, and he made man. Can I tell you here today, church, amen, we need somebody to stand up, amen. We need somebody to stand out to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. But I looked at this ark. Amen. This ark was 450 feet. By 150 feet, by 45 feet. It had the capacity to hold more than 3 million cubic feet. Amen. There was a man by the name of Peter Jamerson in 1906. He built a model after the ark, a third the size of what it was. And it could carry a third more than the common vessels could. Amen. It said it didn't go, it wasn't the fastest ship, but it could hold more. Amen. Can I tell you, when God does something, he does it right. Amen. The plan of salvation is right. Amen. It is still Jesus Christ. Amen. When he built this ark, he put a door there and he put a window in it. Amen. Jesus, I believe it was in John chapter number 10 and verse number 7, he said, I am the door. Amen. Y'all gonna help me tonight. Amen. I am the door. Amen. Do you realize, amen, that when Noah, amen, and all these animals walked into salvation, and Noah and all of these animals walked into that ark, they're doing the same thing that we did, amen, when we walked into salvation, amen. We had to come by Jesus, amen. And I got to thinking about that. You know, this ark, amen, it provided shelter from the storm. It provided, amen, substance for all that were inside. And I tell you that when you come into the ark of God, you are sheltered from the storms out there. You are sheltered and you are protected, amen, by the wiles of the devil. When you step inside the ark, amen. But oh, can I tell you, Brother Jim, where I feel like we're failing so often, is that people neglect to walk all the way in to the ark, amen. People neglect to go all the way in through salvation. And I tell you right here today, church, that we've got to walk all the way in through the door of salvation. We've got to consecrate our lives to God. We've got to dedicate ourselves to God. Amen. We need to get into the ark of safety. Amen. And quit playing with the world. Amen. But oh, you know, I got to thinking about that and thinking about the day and hour we're living in, Brother Jim. And we're living in an hour. Amen. Where people are neglecting to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Amen. And I tell you that the Bible don't say it, but I believe. And every day Noah went out to build the ark. Amen. Noah was telling somebody, the floods are coming, Noah. The floods are coming, Noah. And I tell you, church, we're missing in our day and hour. It's because we're not telling somebody that Jesus is coming back. Amen. The Lord's are coming back. Amen. It's nigh at hand. Amen. Here we find Noah building an ark. Building an ark. Board by board. Nail by nail. Day in and day out. Amen. But you talk about you getting discouraged. Brother Jim, we all get discouraged. But can you see Noah beating on that old ark every day? Never seen rain before. Never knew what rain was. All he's going on is by what God told him to do. Can I tell you that there will be times in your life where you will do what God tells you to do, and you won't understand why? You will get discouraged. Amen. We all do. We all do. Hardships comes to everybody. But it's only those that stay in the ark that are saved. You know, I got to thinking about that. Amen. This is where I want to preach to us just for a little while tonight. Amen. I'm trying, Brother Joy. I wonder about old Noah. Noah preaching. Building an ark. And telling them. Telling them. The floods are coming. The floods are coming. How often is it, Brother Josh, we preach? Brother Josh come our way a while back. Did a great job, Brother Jim. Helped my church tremendously. Sister Gail, he got done preaching. I told Sister Stacy, I said I preached that lesson 2 or 3 weeks ago. And they looked at me like I was crazy. I said, here is somebody comes in and says the same thing I say, and I'm trying to figure out who half these people are. Hey, man, they shout and twirl and going around. I said, who are you? Where have you been at for the last year and a half? I ain't seen you before. Come on now, you get discouraged in the way. Come on now. It don't ever happen around here, does it? Amen. I'm sitting there, I'm scratching my head. They shouting him down. I said the same thing. He wouldn't listen to me. Looking at him, Brother Tim, amen, Uncle Tim, and said, oh my, what's going on with me? What am I doing? But can I tell you, the Lord dealt with me. Amen. I said, Lord, I don't see no effect of what's going on here. He said, quit looking at now and look at the whole picture of the thing. Going back to then to now, I say, thank God, God. God's helped us, amen. We might get discouraged, but through the times, amen, we've got to realize that God's a moving and that God's a working. Hey, I'll tell you, right here, Union Grove, amen. God's going to help us if we'll stay in the ark, amen. That's where I help you. That's where I rely to you. It is with God, amen. Stay in the ark.
Take me in this ark has a door. You come in through the door. Brother Jim,
The Bible says, and God shut the door. When the door is shut, nobody can go in the door. I feel the Holy Ghost. He'll open a door that no man can open. He'll shut a door and no man can shut it. Oh, now. But Noah's inside the ark. Safety. All the animals are in there. Everything that he needs to sustain life is inside that ark. Rains come down. Starts pouring. Oh, Josh, I can just hear it. Noah, how about let us in? 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 How about let us in? The Bible don't say it, Brother Johnson, but I believe Noah stood right at that door. He cried. I tried to tell you. I got to thinking, you know, Brother Jim, I'm about to close here. Ain't doing too good tonight. I got to thinking. They could not point their finger at Noah. Say, you didn't tell me. The Bible says he was a preacher of righteousness. That means he told them the truth. But that's not what bothers me. I would much rather cry, Brother Jim, knowing that I told him, than crying. What they say, Sister Gail, you didn't tell me. You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me. Brother Josh, could you imagine standing in all of eternity, standing right beside that great white throne, and God starts judging people? And they turn and look and say, you didn't tell me. You knew that there was going to be a hell. You didn't tell me. You knew that there was going to be gnashing of teeth and fire that will not be quenched, and you didn't tell me. I'd much rather sit in all of eternity, Brother Josh, and cry because I told him than crying because I didn't tell him. I'm trying to be nice right here. But I wonder how many in your family would point their finger at you and say, you didn't tell me. I wonder how many walking up and down Union Grove Road can point their finger at you, Brother Bruce, and say, but you didn't tell me. You say, but I'm not the pastor. No, you're not the pastor. But you still have a duty to tell somebody. Union Grove, you still have a duty to tell somebody. You didn't tell me. How many people, amen, walked through that hospital room, Brother Uncle Tim, that you could have told and you didn't tell? How many people do we meet day in and day out that we don't tell them about the Son of God? How many opportunities do we miss because we don't tell them about Jesus Christ? Amen. We're in the ark. Amen. Thank God we're saved. Amen. And we all shout and say, oh, hallelujah. I'm glad my sins are gone. I'm glad I'm free as a bird. Amen. I'm glad I own 1,000 cattle. I cattle on 1,000 hills. I'm glad I own at least one of them. I'm glad I'm a millionaire. But how many people in this world, amen, don't know that they can have the same opportunity you have because you have neglected to tell somebody because you have neglected, amen, the preacher.
preach the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, we've got a duty and a responsibility to tell the world.
Amen. What did Jesus tell his disciples? He said, go out into all the world and preach the gospel. Tell them, amen. Tell them, amen. Tell them, amen. I work with a bunch of gentlemen. Come on out and help me. I just feel like preaching, Brother Jim. This is all I got. I'm sorry, amen. And I want to tell you something. You need to grow. You want God to move again. Tell somebody. You want God to move again. Get a mindset like Noah did, amen. And worship God. I worked with a gentleman. He come to me. He said, I heard you as a preacher. I shook his hand and said, yes, sir. I said, sure I am. He said, well, what do y'all believe? Well, John said, I can talk all day long what I believe. I looked at him and said, what do you mean, what do I believe? He said, you believe in salvation? I said, yeah. I said, sure do. He said, do you believe in the Holy Ghost? I said, sure do. And he said, well, what else do y'all believe? I said, I believe you got to live right Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Amen. He looked at me and he said, oh, I know the man cusses. Amen. I never heard him. Oh, come on now, smile at me. I looked at him. I said, I believe, amen, in living right. Amen. I believe in walking right, talking right, and dying right. Amen. I had somebody at work. I mean, I'm just saying, about to aggravate me today. I don't know if it's a tire or what. Amen. And I had somebody at work tell me. They looked at me and they said, you told him that? I said, oh, yes, I did. They said, I can't believe you told him that. I said, well, somebody needed to tell him because obviously he didn't know it. Amen. There's a world out there that don't know no better. We had some people come to the church a while back, filling about three pews out of the neighborhood, and one of the gentlemen come to me and said, hey, he said, preacher, if you got a nice set of drums up there. I said, yes, sir, I sure do. Amen. And he said, you know what, if you ever need anybody to play them, he said, I'll be more than happy to play them for you. I sat him down on the side over there. I looked at him. I said, now, brother, I said, friend, can I talk to you? And he said, well, I want to play the drums. Amen. I said, well, can I talk to you a little bit? I said, I believe you got to be saved, amen, before you ever start playing instruments in the house of God. Come on down and help me. I said, I believe, amen, that you need to live right all week long, amen, before you can get up here. He looked at me kind of spellbound. He said, you mean what? I said, yeah. I said, what I don't need is you up here playing the drum. And last night you were drinking with somebody and carrying on with them and doing drugs. I said, I need somebody up here that this community has confidence in. And I tell you, we need somebody, amen, that tell him, amen. He looked at me kind of crazy. I said, that's what I believe, amen. I want to tell you something, church, amen. This world is going to believe a lie, be damned, amen. Because that's what they're taught out there. Live anyway, do anything. Hey, somebody needs to stand up in this hour and preach righteousness. Somebody right here, amen, in Riceville, Georgia, needs to stand up and tell them that there's a God out there. Some of them don't even realize, don't know no better. I had one night stand up. She said, we was in the middle of singing, got done singing. She sat back on the back. She said, I want to sing a song. I said, nah, I said, just wait a little bit. Mr. Johnson, Brother Johnson. She said, I said, I want to sing a song. I looked at her, I said, ma'am, I said, I'm a preacher real quick, all right? She said, well, why can't I sing? Oh, now. I said, well, I feel like preaching right now. What's wrong with me? I can't sing in your church. Hello, Jim. Just as nice as I could. I grabbed a hold of the side of the pulpit lights right here. I said, because I'm the pastor, and they voted me in, and right now I feel like preaching. I said, now, if you want to sing, amen, I said, they'll vote twice a year, and you can be the pastor, and you can sing. But until then, I'm the pastor, and I'm going to preach. Open the Bible up and start preaching. Come on now. Met her out there on the street. She said, y'all do something. I said, no, ma'am, we just don't let anybody sing. She said, but that ain't the way it is in our churches. I said, well, that's the way it is here. She looked at me, she said, thank you. And I tell you, this world is dying for somebody to tell them the truth. If the gospel is hid, who is it hid to? We're all in the heart, Brother Jim. we're all safe. We're all in the ark. We're all saved. We're going to heaven, ain't we, church? The brother back here said he wants to take somebody with him. I want to take somebody with me too, don't you? How many believes the coming of God soon? You believe it soon? I'm trying to be nice here. Don't you act like it then? Act like it. Act like it. Because if I was lost and I was to come in here, or if I was to go to Eastside and I was to see no more people worshiping than what I do, I probably wouldn't want it either. Preacher, say, raise your hands. Everybody raise their hands. I feel like preaching, Brother Bruce. I want to help Union Grove tonight. We want revival, don't we? Tell somebody. Tell somebody. But you see, we live where our church is in a community that ain't too nice. Then had about 3 bicycles stolen, and I saw one of them, a bicycle boy's bike, and I can't prove it's his, so I can't take it from him. Somebody said, well, call me, I'll come knock him off of him and take it for you. Well, that just ain't the way I do things. I was cutting grass the other day, and I had a gentleman that come over there out the neighborhood, started picking up stick limbs for me. Didn't have to get up a lawnmower. I told the man, I surely appreciate that. He said, anytime, preacher, anytime. Walk down the street and say, Hey, Pastor, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good. Come on now. I was cutting around the old yellow house, Brother Josh. Old man come out there cranking up his old push lawnmower. Cut up under an old fig tree for me. Come around the old yellow house where I couldn't get the riding lawnmower at and started cutting it. I said, man, I sure do appreciate this. You can quit now. He said, nah. He said, I'm going to go down to the fellowship hall. I'm going to cut around it too where you can't get the riding lawnmower. I said, man, you can quit anytime you want to now. He said, nah, preacher. Nah, preacher, I'm going to help you, preacher. Come on now. Brother Jim, I'm trying to tell somebody. I'm trying to tell somebody. I had somebody come to me a while back and say, preacher. I said, yeah. But they didn't come to me. They told somebody else. They told me. They said, I ain't going to one of them churches. I said, well, you ain't going to heaven then. Come on now. We've got a world out there dying, lost, and going to hell. And there ain't nobody concerned about them. Ain't nobody caring about them. Come on now, how many houses are between here and your house and the church? I mean, how many people do you come in contact with? I mean, I can stand in the judgment hall and say, hey, you didn't tell me. You didn't tell me. Hey, church, not right here, Union Grove, we need revival, don't we? When we get revived, I mean, when we come back into use, I mean, able to be used by God, I mean, we need a revival, I mean, of souls being saved around our altars. Amen, Isaiah, I believe it is. Amen, I'm fixing to quit. He says, I sought for a man among them that would stand in the gap and make up the hedge. He said, but I found none. Could you imagine God looking? The very same God that looks at your heart and can tell you everything that's in your heart. Everything you thought today. And can't find somebody. Can't find somebody. But I read that scripture the other night, Brother Jim. Maybe Aunt Marcia, you come to the piano. Or whoever does around here, Brother Jim. I got to thinking about that. He sought for a man among them. He didn't look for a missionary. He didn't look for somebody from Louisiana to come to Wrightsville, Georgia. Right here. He sought for a man among them. Found nobody. Amen. Do you realize there's people that you can come in contact with could have more effect on them than I will? Why? Because we're different. We've got different personalities. I'd like to get to meet them. Brother Jim told me a lot about them. Sure, but I'd like to sit down and talk to them. But different personalities. Sister Martha, people that you can reach that I'll never be able to reach. He's looking for somebody among them that will stand in the gap and make it the hedge. But he can't find nobody. He can't find nobody. I've wondered, why can't he find somebody? Well, I get up at 5 o'clock. I got to be at work at 6:30. Get off of work at 6 to 5 o'clock. Get home by 5:30, quarter to 6. Tired. All the way home, got phone calls to make. Got this one to contact. Say, hey, look, how you doing? Miss you at church Sunday. Oh, come on now. I ain't got time. I'm trying to make ends meet. Get off of work at 3 o'clock on Fridays. I go straight to Lake City. Try to make ends meet. The good Lord's helping us. I'm trying to pay some bills off. We ain't got to work so hard. Amen. But Sister Michelle, is that an excuse? Is that an excuse? Do you understand? I know y'all do the contact thing here and you call people and you invite them to church. But has that just come a repetition? Or have you got a burden for them? There's a difference. I feel like I'm pastoring tonight, Brother Jim. I'm sorry. There's a difference in contacting somebody and have a burden for their soul. How many contacts you had this week? I contacted 15 people. Hey, can you come to church? We got church Sunday morning. Come 10 o'clock. There's times that we'll go visiting, Brother Jim. We'll stay at somebody's house an hour and a half. Never have intentions of staying that long. But there's a world out there that's dying for conversation pieces. They are dying for somebody that cares about them. Not what they can do for you. Not what they can give you. Amen. But somebody, amen, that really cares about souls. Busy. Amen. I'm going fishing. I like to fish as much as the next guy does. I love to hunt just as much as the next guy does. I got a Brown and 7mm, probably ain't been shot in 2 years. I've got an older son of mine that loves to deer hunt, lives for it. Ain't got time. Ain't got time. Church. We are living in the last days. Do you realize that Syria, amen, is waiting on the son of perdition to come back? Do you realize that the prime minister of Syria really don't run Syria? It is the religious leader, amen, of that church, that Muslim group. Do you realize that the Quran, that what they're waiting on, this is what they're waiting on. They had a prophet back in the middle 1900s, amen, that left. They are looking for him to come back when chaos is on the earth and bring peace. The religious leader in Syria believes. I mean, he says, if I can call chaos in Israel, the prophet will come back. They are looking for the Antichrist there. But we have got a church here in America that has a Bible, and we are no more looking for him to come than we are the Son of God. What are they saying when they beat on your door? We're inside the ark. Thank God we're saved. Thank God we're on our way to heaven. But how about them out there? How about them out there? My four no more. I wish I was doing better. I feel the Holy Ghost though. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. Samuel's all over the building. I wish I could have preached to you a burden of my heart. Imagine it. Knocking on the door. Knocking on the door. Go ahead and tell them, boys. I've got boys. Sister Gail, this is your grandson. Family, keep on, son. Walk through the church and tell them. You didn't tell him. Who's that person in your mind right now that you're thinking about? That person that you didn't tell. Past regrets. Can't do nothing about them. But what about tomorrow? Who can you tell tomorrow? I don't have time. I don't have time. But what are they going to say about you? Maybe I was on the phone with Brother Jim. Brother Jim reminded me of it today. I don't even remember it hardly. He said, I was talking to him on the phone and I was going to church. And I just said, hold on, Brother Jim, I got to talk to somebody. I asked him about coming to church. He said, I can't come. I said, hey, how about Sunday morning? We got church Sunday morning, Sunday night. Went on down the road. Can I tell you? I got talking to one of them a while back. I said, preacher? I said, yes, sir. He said, you's that preacher that lives out in that big old white house, ain't you? I said, yeah, I live in the white house. He said, preacher, you got that big old truck, don't you? I said, yeah, I got that truck. He said, you got that big old camper, don't you? I said, yeah, I got that camper in the yard. He says, you got that mean old dog in the backyard too, don't you? I said, yeah, I got that mean old dog. Can I tell you, they're looking. They're looking. Sister Stacy started something on Thursday nights at the church. The community coming in. Last Thursday night, she couldn't do it. I'm out there at the house cutting grass. But Jimmy broke my heart. Two little boys come riding on a bicycle. They said, preacher. I said, sir. He said, y'all gonna have that thing tonight? I said, no, sir. She had to go out of town. He said, we sure was looking forward to it. I said, y'all come back. Y'all come back. We need somebody with a burden to tell this world. Hey, man, come around the altar if you will. Let's pray. Oh, my. I wish I'd done better, Lord.